I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We come to you from a different broadcast site. Quite sterile, actually. We do a podcast on a Thursday. Al, what's up,
man? Oh, hi, Jerry. A number of people reached out to me on Twitter today and wanted to get our take on something that happened yesterday, late last night, between Carton and Roberts.
Oh, is this the show game?
Yeah, they played a video game against each other. They played MLB The Show. Evan was the Mets with Jacob DeGrom pitching, and Craig was the Yankees with Gerrit Cole pitching. Evidently, Craig had a no-hitter/perfect game. I think it was a perfect game going. And in the seventh inning, Craig was up 5-0. And in the seventh inning,
Evan bunted
to get a board.
Oh, I was joking, for real?
No, he bunted a base hit.
Yeah.
Craig didn't have a problem with it.
No, why would you? It's 5-0. It ain't 15-0.
Right. Other people have a problem with Evan trying to bunt a base hit.
In a video game.
But Evan also didn't want to get no hit or
correct.
Perfect gamed.
Have some self-respect.
Right. So if you got a bunt to get something going, like you said, 5-0 is not out of hand. Get a guy on. All of a sudden, the pitcher's thrown off because he's now given up a hit.
Yeah. I've never understood in real baseball, forget a video game. I have never in a million years understood the outrage. If a guy, even if you're down 5-0 in the ninth inning, nobody on, with 2 out,
yeah,
that you would, God forbid, try to get on base and not quit on the game.
Right.
And the notion that, well, try and do it the manly way with a hit. How about this? Field the bunt and throw the guy out.
Correct. Right. Like, I'm getting a hit. It's not even leaving the infield.
It's an excuse maker. Just stop. It really drives me crazy. So, Evan, good for you, as Al would say.
And to Craig, good for you for not calling it cheap.
That's exactly right.
Another thing, today is Earth Day, Jerry. It's Earth Day. And we played throughout the show my Earth Day tips, which have got to be 10 years old.
Yes.
At this point. But reexamining the Earth Day tips from 10 years ago, I wanted to see if, where we stand on the Earth Day tips. For example, I mentioned on the air today that I have changed. I do bring my own bags to the supermarket now instead of taking the plastic bags.
I do not.
You do not. I only recently started doing this. But partially, it is also because, where I don't have a driveway, so I have to park and then walk to my home.
Sure. You don't want them to break.
You don't want them to break, and I actually feel like I can get, of course you could get more into a canvas bag,
mm-hmm.
so you have less bags to carry.
True.
It actually does work, and in fact, I get annoyed if I go to the supermarket and I forgot my bags.
How about that?
So you're still not doing the get.
Now, no interest.
Once they start charging you for the bags,
I've been charged.
You
5 cents a bag.
You don't care.
I don't care.
Okay.
I am not. I got enough things going on in my life.
Right.
The last thing I need is to have to remember to bring bags when I go to the store.
All right. So that's the plastic bag situation. Secondly,
yeah,
we're still throwing batteries out in the garbage, right? AA batteries.
I will plead not fully guilty to this.
Okay.
Because when we can, we do recycle them.
Where? All these years later, I did recycling tips. Right. I still, other than I do see that you're. Best Buy has a thing where if you walk into like the front of Best Buy, they have battery
Yeah, I would have to ask my wife. She will from time to time. So we'll save them sometimes. And the reason I started throwing them out some was one exploded in my desk drawer. And it, you know, that corrosive stuff.
Yes.
Like, what am I keeping this for?
Battery corrosives.
Yeah. But we do usually try to save a few of, at least more than a few of them at a time. And Kim will drop them. I don't know where she brings them. So I'm partially guilty of that, but not everyone. Absolutely not.
Maybe she just throws them out the window when she gets in her car.
She throw them out the window. She like, every month, I would say every 4 to 6 weeks, I would say, she does a clothes drop. She does a game at the hell's the name of the place? God, we have the Salvation Army.
Okay.
She'll bring, as the kids are getting older, she goes through and throws out the crappy stuff. And the stuff that's still in good shape, she brings to the Salvation Army. And she will bring batteries once in a while. And I don't know where.
Right.
I can find out for you if you would like to know. All I got to do is ask her.
Just to ask her. Just I just want to make sure she's not chucking them out the window.
She is not chucking them out the window. I would do that. She would do that.
Next, I talked about, what about single-use water bottles? Where are you on that?
They go right in the recycling can after I use it.
Yeah.
Probably 15 times to refill.
Okay, so you'll refill them a bunch of times.
It actually annoys me how often we buy bottled water.
Yeah.
Because, like, we'll get, let's say we get a 24-pack of Dasani. Those bottles are sturdy. And I don't mean the flimsy one. I mean the
right.
good sturdy
the
ones.
Solid plastic one.
Refill the bottle, like, numerous times, and that 24-pack should last you 6 months. Instead, I'm the only one recycling, reusing the bottle, and it's like, Jesus, next week I buy more water.
Are you using filtered water when you put it in there, or you're just using your tap water?
So I will mostly use water out of the refrigerator with the cartridge.
Oh, yes. The Brita.
But I 100% take my vitamins every day with tap water.
Okay.
It's just... The cup's right there. It's easy.
I agree.
I take vitamins in the morning. I take vitamins in the afternoon. And then I take my ashwagandha before I go to bed.
Ashwagandha.
Yes. So I have like 6 different things I take in 3 different stages. And it's all out of tap water. It's
right.
fine. Not all a big right. deal.
Yeah. I just started. I was a big use the water bottle like Poland Spring I like.
Yeah.
It's a somewhat flimsy bottle.
Yeah, it has become.
And I was just recycling it every time. But if you hear from different people that plastic recycling sucks and it doesn't really work.
Is that true?
Yeah, like my sister told me. I feel like I go to her for everything because I feel like she's smarter than me. So I'll ask her stuff. She says that like plastic bottles don't get recycled into other plastic bottles.
Well, they do just go into the general recycling bin.
That they get recycled into other things, but not other bottles. Like right, plastic doesn't recycle to plastic, I guess.
But it's also still not going into the earth. It is being used again.
We hope.
We hope. That is true. We have no idea what any of this stuff
is. But we had heard like when China was taking all of our recyclables, they were just burning them.
Oh, lovely.
And putting all those fumes into the air, supposedly.
That sounds great.
But yeah, I guess like the best thing to recycle, I was told by my sister, is like tin cans and aluminum cans because they get recycled into other tin cans and aluminum cans.
We have that bin going nonstop.
Yeah, so that's a good one. But the plastic gets recycled into weird things like, you know, they make blankets out of plastic, recycle things like that sort of thing.
All right.
The other one I brought up many years ago, I believe it was pretty commonplace that people would change their oil and it would go right down the sewer.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I think that was commonplace at one point like the 70s.
If you go back 50 years, I'm sure a lot of things were commonplace. Can you imagine? Aren't anymore. I mean, we learn as we go.
Yeah.
We learn and we educate. I know when I worked at the gas station, that was a big drop-off point. People would come in with their milk cartons filled with oil that we would gladly take and we would put into the... Into a little hole we had in the ground, into the oil tank that would come get picked up.
The hole went right into the water
it
supply.
Did. Well, that's where all the oil went when they were changing the oil in the cars in the garage.
That people used to recycle their own. People used to put oil down the sewers and the coolant, antifreeze.
Antifreeze.
Oh yeah, oof, that was a big thing.
That's not good.
No, it's not good, Jerry.
What do you think people do with cooking oil? Because no one reuses it anymore like our parents might have.
Yeah, you're supposed to, again, put that in some sort of container, and then we would just throw that out.
Sounds about right.
I mean, don't pour it down the drain because I feel like that clogs drains.
It could. I mean, you see how it hardens. My God.
Yeah.
Either that or you better run some hot water for a long time.
Right.
To wash that stuff out.
That big fat, grease fat.
Yeah, that's in our arteries.
And then the other thing I want to talk to you about, Jerry, this morning is what do you make of this parking situation that I did, which was I parked my car today, and parking is limited around here.
Parking sucks.
And we all kind of park in the same areas, and Gio gets here after me.
I'm very frustrated with the parking.
But I parked, and I had a little room behind me, but when I got out of the car, I did notice I did have room behind me so another car could get in front of me.
Now, you would have had to have pulled up or pulled back.
I would have had to pull back and gone on the edge to where the yellow line was.
What was in front of you, a postal truck?
Yeah.
And I probably would have left it then.
Right.
Because I know that postal truck is moving.
Correct. So right, that's a good point.
And listen, there's been, Eddie Scuzzeri is very courteous. When he parks in a spot, he pulls right up to the car in front or right to the front of the car behind him to make sure he leaves enough room. I find him to be very courteous. A lot of people are not, including these postal service jackasses out there that literally use great strategy with the way they park to make sure they have absolutely owned the street. You know, was it King Street? Is that what
yes.
it is? They own that street now. And I don't know if you're aware or not, but they basically bring their cars, get out, move their truck, put their cars in, and then they park their cars with good separation again to make sure no one can get the spot.
Is that right?
And when they're done, they bring the truck back, they get out of their car, and it's, and then there's a brown and white van that has not moved in over a year from the corner. So it's like they have completely monopolized that street, and now they've gone up to where we park with the metered parking, and they do the same thing.
Right.
So if I'm you, you're not a big deal. It was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Correct.
Not an issue. And you're plus, right. Varick was wide open.
You're right. That's what I was thinking. Like, when you park at that hour, who knows? You never know. Like, anytime you come out and see somebody parked somewhere and you think they did a bad job or they left too much space, you don't know what was there when they parked.
But maybe they parallel parked into the spot. And,
right.
You know, not your fault. No, to me, it's not a big deal.
Not my fault
I
here.
I thought you did just fine.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're very welcome, sir.
And on this Earth Day, I'm not heating my car up on Earth Day, even though it's chilly out today, Jerry.
It is chilly. I will not heat the car up ever. I will just get it and go.
I will not idle.
Get it and go.
Get in, fire it up, and go.
Yes, that was me this morning. Well, I got to tell you, I got a headlight that's out. It's been out for like 2 months.
Oh, that's not good, Jerry. You get pulled over for that.
I know, and I'm waiting for it to happen. I just haven't been. I haven't had the time to get my car to go do it. And they're changing the light bulb, which used to be so easy, is not easy. It's a giant pain in the ass.
The Wallflowers once sang about that.
One headlight?
Headlight.
That's what I'm driving around with right now. One headlight.
With one. I'm sure that song was symbolic of something else.
If I,
like one headlight.
Probably.
It wasn't probably about a car with one headlight.
It was probably about, you know, all the women in your life. If you could pick one.
One headlight?
Which one was it?
It goes like this. Come on, try a little. Nothing is forever. There's got to be something better than in the middle. Me and Cinderella
put it all together.
We could
ride it home.
Drive it home.
With one headlight.
With one headlight.
Or maybe no we idea drive it home with one headlight.
I have no idea
what
that
means.
It
was not about a car.
Right. Symbolism.
I still think it was about a spouse or a girlfriend or something like that. Because all these songs are about that.
Right. Songs are about women. And cars.
And breakups. A lot of breakups. I had this thought this morning. I have no idea why. I was bored as I was driving in. I love Sal. I had to turn him off. I couldn't listen to him.
What was his problem
today?
Well,
because here is where the whole Nick Nett conversation comes in. And God bless him. He's a Nick fan. That's awesome. I listened to him do 15 minutes on the Knicks. It's a Nick town. It's a Nick this. It's a Nick that. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to take a break. And we come back and hit the baseball. What happened to the other team? Like, you just drove that conversation the way you wanted to. He could have spent 7 minutes on the Nets. He opted not to because he's a Knicks fan.
Right.
I had to turn it off. Anyway, I was thinking of this.
You hear that, Sal?
I love Sal, but that's
Jerry
okay.
Jerry shut it right down.
That's fine. You can tell me where to go. It's okay. I don't know why I thought of this, but a beautiful car drove past me. It just flew past me on the BQE. Hey, I've been doing 90, no joke. And I was thinking, that's a nice car. If I had to ask you for your top three cars,
all right,
in two different ways, just two that you would, three that you admire, and the best three cars you've ever had.
Mm.
Do they cross over at all?
What do you mean cross over? Oh, no, they don't cross
over.
So
you've never had one of your three favorite cars. You've never in your 51-year, in your 34 years of driving, you've never had one.
Yeah, no, because they don't make sense, right? So I love a Porsche.
Okay.
Like a Porsche 911.
You're not going to drive that.
I'm going to drive a Porsche. Because one, I wouldn't want to spend that kind of money on a car, and then where would I take it?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So Porsche, I love the Dodge
Charger.
Charger.
Sure.
But I think it's a gas guzzler.
It is.
For the commuting that I do. But it is a beautiful car.
Yeah.
The guy who lives near me, he's got two of them, and I'm like, oh, man.
Most people have one. He's got two.
This is an awesome car. Like, it's a car. I mean, that is a car.
It's a man's car.
It's a man's car.
Yeah.
And then I always loved, but this had to be late 80s, the Toyota pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
I always loved.
I'm with you.
I never got one. I don't know why I never. That one
you
seemed.
You bought a Nissan instead.
I did. I got a Nissan because it was cheaper.
Okay.
I remember I actually went to go get a Toyota pickup truck, and I had no money, so it was like, I wanted, and they at this point, they had a lot of these on the lot that had, like, nothing in them, Jerry.
Yeah, right. The stripped-down models.
Stripped down, and they were $9,000 for a brand-new one, but totally stripped down. And then this Nissan hard-body truck was a year old, but it was still on the lot, and it was had nice features in it. And me and my dad talked them down to $6,700.
Wow.
So that's how I ended up with that, but...
Which makes sense.
I always liked, those were just cool looking trucks. And then as far as the cars that I've had, I did like the Honda Civic that I had. It was the stick shift. Yep. That was cool. Other than that, I don't really.
Really? Other than just cars. You've just
had just
cars.
Yeah, I'm not a big car person though.
Okay.
How about you?
No, I mean, I have very little crossover too. The Monte Carlo SS was my favorite car when I was a kid. You know, I was like a teenager.
And you had that or no?
That I wanted. No. The Ford Mustang, favorite. It's probably my favorite car ever, and I've never gotten it. And then the Chevy Avalanche is probably one of my favorite vehicles, which I did have for a year. So that's the only crossover. And then, no, about the best cars I've had, I don't know. The Prius was an amazing car. I did enjoy that a lot. And then after that, the Camaro was a nice car, but it wasn't the Mustang. So very little crossover for me, too.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, like, all right, well, am I ever going to drive those cars? Probably not.
Right.
The SS, they don't make anymore.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of is, you know, if you got into a place when you were, where you had, like, a car that you liked, like, let's say a Porsche, and getting, like, a used Porsche, and then I had a garage that I could keep it
in
because I'm not going to be driving it often. Like, to drive around on the weekends would be cool. But I wouldn't want to take that into New York City.
No. It'd be a way to get banged up so badly, it wouldn't make any sense. That's not a commuting car.
But it seems like a fun car to be driving around the beach town.
Bradley
with.
Beach?
Yeah.
I mean, you think you're getting recognized now? Imagine you zipping around in a Porsche.
Look at me and my... And I always liked the candy apple red Porsche.
Nice.
Which is really a look at me.
Problem is, you in a Porsche now at 51?
Yeah.
And you're going to drive around and everybody's going to be like, midlife crisis.
Midlife.
And which is not fair, by the way.
Unless I had an older... A Porsche that was a little beat up, like a black Porsche.
That's fine.
Like the type of Porsche that was in that David Duchovny's character had in Californication. It was missing a headlight, like you're saying. It had seen some things.
You know, we just did complete 360.
We started
with the one headlight.
The one headlight circle.
We're ending with a one headlight.
One headlight.
I might go back into the car and listen to Three Marlenas.
Oh, that's the best Wallflower song.
Pretty good.
1, 2, 3 Marlenas.
Not bad. Nice, slow, nice, good rhythm to it. Nothing crazy. Good song.
When I went to see them in Asbury Park a couple years ago at the summer stage, when they came out on the stage, it was just Jacob Dylan came out with the electric guitar and did that Three Marlenas riff. I was like, this is awesome.
You think Jacob Dylan feels like a disappointment?
No.
You think he's fulfilled in his career?
I do. And I say that after watching on Netflix the documentary he did about Laurel Canyon and the music scene that came out of that part of California.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, it's good. He seems really happy and into it.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope so. Just his dad's Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
And it looked like he was on the fast track to major stardom.
Yeah.
It went okay for the Wallflowers, but they have not done anything
well,
in a long
music
time.
In that era didn't really carry on for very long. Like... their songs still get that songs in that one album still get played.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
You get Sixth Avenue Heartache, Three Marlenas.
But that's my point. Like, Foo Fighters are still going.
Yeah, they're still going.
Pearl Jam is still going.
Still going.
There are bands that, Weezer.
Right. Yeah, I feel like Weezer's.
But they're still churning out music that people are buying.
I guess. Yeah. And in fact, the Wallflowers just put something out new because when I signed on to Spotify, it was showing me that they had some new record or
really?
A new song out. Yeah, because they're on my playlist.
And Jacob Dylan is still the singer.
Yeah.
I will check it out.
Check it out, Jerry.
Sounds good.
Let's check out the warm-up show while we're at it. We did that this morning. Oh, and tomorrow's a feel-good Friday. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy.
So?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, what do you say we do this a couple of minutes after 5 o'clock, 5:03, if you're keeping score at home. It is a Thursday morning, which for a lot of us kind of seems like a Friday, to be quite honest. The warm-up show brought to you by Kearney Bank, your bank for today, for tomorrow. Visit kearneybank.com for details, along with the Eddie Scazzeri. His name is Albert Eric Dukes. What's up, Al?
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah, actually, last night I was doing my evening shower. I was like, oh, tomorrow's Friday. Holla.
It does feel like that sometimes, a good Thursday.
Yeah.
You know what it is for me? It's vaccination day.
Vaccination day for you?
Yes, sir.
What time is that happening?
1 o'clock.
Are you taking tomorrow off? Because what if you're incapacitated?
I'm not, but I'm a little concerned about that because a friend of mine had the second shot last Thursday. And on Friday, slept for 12 straight hours.
Right.
So I am, and that's after he slept.
After he slept, he got up and then slept for 12 hours.
He went to work and was sent home and then slept from 9 to 9.
Yeah, I'm going May 6th. I already took that next day, Friday, off. We have long drives in. What if you get ill driving?
But Eddie was
in?
Fine.
I know. This is
I
the
don't
thing.
Know
you
what
don't
you're
know.
Supposed to do.
Right.
I guess if I don't feel well, I'll work from home. I don't know.
Yeah, I even thought, like, some people, when they have a reaction, they don't even want to work from home. Like, it's, you're so miserable.
Well, it's better than not coming in.
I suppose, yeah.
Or coming in.
Don't leave me hanging here, Jerry.
I won't leave. Listen, at the very least, I won't leave you hanging. I promise you that.
I got nothing here, Jerry.
No worries. I won't do that to you.
All right. Well, good luck with your shot.
If not, you and Eddie got it.
Do you get your shot in the butt? If requested, would you rather get one in the butt or the arm? Because it says it makes your arm sore.
If requested?
Yeah, they don't really give you the option. They only give you what arm you want.
They say which arm?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question, though.
Like, if I would have said my butt cheek, would they have fixed that?
Yeah, but then you'd be walking around with a sore cheek.
Well, not only that, when I went and got mine, it was a big room full of people getting vaccinated. So I would have been having to get a shot in my butt in front of other people, which probably would have broke some sort of COVID protocol.
Hey, Mom, look, he's got plywood for a butt.
That man has no butt. He's just got a leg attached to his hip. There's no butt cheek there.
It's something like that.
He's missing, that man right there is missing a butt cheek.
Oh, you poor thing. You know what happened to me yesterday? Oh, I have a question for you.
Oh.
So I went to Homedale Park yesterday.
Nice.
I want to do the walk run thing.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I got a shin splint from walking.
Yeah, that'll happen.
From walking?
Well, if you're not being active.
But I am active.
Oh, you are. You do
That's
stuff.
Never happened to me before. So I never even got to the run because my right leg was hurting so much. Is this rude? Because I think this might have been taken the wrong way. So I'm walking down the path. Nice guys jogging. And what do I always say when I see people running? You know, like I'm envious of it because great, keep going. That's awesome. So a guy runs by me and then, you know, took a pause and then, hey, Jerry, blah, blah, hey, what's going on? I waved. I said, how are we doing? You know, whatever. And then I was like, keep running, man. Meaning like, keep it up.
Yeah.
And then I was walking. I'm like, did he think I meant just like go away?
Move it along, sir. Nothing to see here. Just a
but
big
that's not, no, but I didn't
celebrity.
Mean that. That had, I meant like I was proud of the fact that the dude was running.
Yeah, I think I would have taken it as that if I were the
keep running. Like, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. Hey, good okay, for good. You. That's next time, just go like this. Hey, good for you.
I could do that.
Yell it.
Because he just came up at Homedale Park. There's this thing called the bowl. So you jog down, around, and then like straight up. And it's hard to walk it, let alone run it. And this guy just finished running up the hill and looked like it didn't bother him at all. I was really impressed. But then I thought, did I just insult him?
He didn't go like this. He didn't go, hey, Jerry, could I get a picture? And you go, keep running,
no,
bro.
No, not at all. That's no. He was by me when he said hello, and he was still running. And I was like, yo, what's up? And then I was like, dude, keep running. I gave him a fist pump.
Did you say, dude, keep running or keep running?
I think I said keep running with a fist pump.
Okay. With the fist pump, I think that sent the message.
All right, fair enough. I think you're actually good. Felt bad.
No, I think you're good, Jerry.
This guy might have went home, told his girlfriend, boy, that guy from the right, what a jackass.
I asked Jerry for a photo. He said,
no,
keep
he
running.
Didn't ask for a photo. Don't do that.
What if under his breath he said, can I get a photo?
he didn't, though.
Keep running.
He was 30 feet from me. I couldn't have heard it anyway.
Keep running, man.
Keep running.
I know the Mets got their buttocks whooped yesterday, Jerry.
Yeah, they did.
What was his final score there?
16-4.
16-4.
That fourth inning was a doozy.
It was not a good one, but Lindor finally got a home run, and my man Pete Alonso gave me flashbacks to Dave Kingman.
Yeah, but who cares?
1983.
They lost 16-4.
Putting one on the streets out there in Chicago, Jerry.
Who cares?
I took a positive from it.
How?
Hit one on the streets. Cool.
Did you take a positive from J.D. Davis not able to field a routine ground ball that would have been an inning-ending double play?
No, I did not.
At that point, it would have been 2-1 Mets going to the fifth?
I did not take a positive from that.
I mean, there's not many positives to take from this one. You take a positive from Michael Conforto throwing the ball in the wrong spot?
No, I would not know that one either.
Francisco Lindor with an error?
No.
Four errors on the night?
No.
Yeah. Hmm. Exactly.
And they were up 2-0 at one point.
Yeah, I know.
I checked the score last night. I'm like, 2-0. Cruising a victory.
I mean, it was really,
and then they
I
got
don't know.
Whooped.
Javi Baez hitting a grand slam off of, all right, real name or not a real name?
All right, go ahead.
Trevor Hildenberger.
Not a real name.
No, that's a Met pitcher that gave up a grand slam to Javi Baez last night.
Speaking of Mets pitchers, I'm looking.
Give me a break.
That guy I've never heard of, you just mentioned. Then I'm looking at, the Mets have another game in Chicago today against the Cubs. A guy named Joey Lucchesi. Hey, it's Joey Lucchesi for the Mets. Hey, Joey
you want to try that again?
Joey Lucchesi.
Joey Lucchesi. Holy crap.
You've heard of this guy?
Yeah.
Joey Lucchesi?
Yes.
Never heard of him.
You don't watch.
I do. This is the thing, though. The beginning of every spring training, right? What goes on here with the Mets. We've almost got too much pitching.
And you then, never have enough pitching.
And then in April, we're down to Joey Lucchesi.
Lucchesi.
Showing up in Chicago. Hey, Joey, get on the plane. We need you in Chicago.
Show up in Chicago.
I've never heard
of him. They signed him in the offseason.
Yeah, but I've never heard of him. He's never started. This is his first start, I think.
Not for the Mets.
Right, not for the Mets.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I mean. Never started for the Mets. And
but
if he's never started for the Mets.
Pitcher.
I've never heard of him.
That's what I said, because you don't watch other games.
Oh.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can't come in and say, they've got Joey Lucchesi.
Joey Lucchesi.
At least say it right.
Joey Lucchesi.
Yes. Holy moly.
Well, he needs to come up big.
I've come to this conclusion. If DeGrom or Stroman aren't pitching, good luck.
Where's Noah Syndergaard, by the way?
He's coming back from Tommy John surgery.
When?
July, I believe.
July?
Yes.
All right.
That is. I think the goal was late June, early July.
Okay.
So you're getting there. And by the way, Peterson wasn't. So I want you, I'll find it for you because I'm not even going to ask you to try. You have to see the at-bat to Anthony Rizzo in the, I think it was the first inning. Maybe it's, I forget which inning. I think it was the first inning. The umpire, these umpires suck. Now he walks him on four pitches. Two of the pitches, no doubt, out of the strike zone. The other two, Al, they got the box there. The other two are right in the middle of the box.
These Chicago umps are squeezing the Mets.
There was the first one, it was almost like they didn't even realize it. The second one, Gary Cohen was like, wait, he called that a ball? Like, the dot's right in the middle.
I did see that, and I was thinking of you yesterday, because yesterday you said, like, let's make the strikes, like, why?
Well,
why
make a strike a strike.
Why does it have to be such a tight zone?
So stupid.
To get in there. Then I see Domingo Herman is starting tonight for the Yankees.
He is.
I thought they threw him to the alternate site.
He's back. You get to do that up and down.
It's a lot of move, a lot of movement.
A lot of movement. The Yankees are awful. Here's the problem with the Yankees right now. Forget the record for a second. Let's put that aside.
All right.
The Yankees right now are horrifically boring to watch.
You hear that?
They don't do anything.
You're boring us.
That's not speaking out of school. If you're a Yankee fan, you cannot be entertained by any. Even when they won two nights ago, they won by a bases loaded walk and a wild pitch. Like, they're awful right now.
And yesterday, five hits, Jerry, all singles.
Yeah, nothing.
That's not going to get it done.
LeMahieu was 0 for 5 again.
Yeah.
Not again, but he was 0 for 5. Clint Frazier did get his first RBI of the season.
And he had a cool diving catch in
the
left
ninth
field.
Inning.
Ninth
it was
inning?
4-0. I mean,
he was trying to get a rally going.
No, they're off. They really are awful. I don't know what in the hell is going on there. Everybody keeps saying, well, shake it up. Shake what up?
Shake it up.
Like, you've got a $200 million payroll. Yeah. Start earning your money.
Let's shake those guys up, Jerry.
Man, it's bad.
So they got the Indians again tonight.
Again, no. They opened a series with the Indians.
They opened
tonight.
A series with the Indians again tonight. Yesterday, of course, they lost to the Braves, Jerry.
I do. I love you, man. You are such a mess.
Are you upset about this? Should Yankee fans, Jerry, be upset at Gleyber Torres?
I think you can be very disappointed in his results so far, yeah.
But what about in particular where he didn't run out a ball to first base on a comebacker halfway to the mound, and they were asking Aaron Boone about it after the game, and Boone said he was going to talk to Gleyber Torres about this.
I would say that this happens all the time, mm-hmm. and it gets magnified to the nth degree when things are not going well.
He's lazy.
It's just the way I will say what I've said for years and years and years. Derek Jeter, Mr. Captain and Mr. Hustle himself, did not run out every ball. Now, you want to tell me there was a better chance to get the first? Fine, fair enough. But when things are going bad, we blow things up. And you're not wrong to do it. They're not good. They're 6-11. They should be running out every ground ball. And they should be running out every fly ball because they stink right now.
Gleyber Torres, I think, thought the ball was foul.
Could be.
Or was going to be foul.
Yeah, you might be right.
Or hit the plate foul.
You know what you tell the kids?
What's
you
that?
Run until you hear the umpire yell foul.
Until you hear the whistle.
There's no whistle in baseball.
Play through the whistle.
That's football.
Say.
Yes. That you could do. Even basketball, there's a whistle. There's no whistle in baseball. What are those soccer things? The Jujuvelas?
Zuzuvelas.
What are they called?
Vuvuzelas.
Oh, he's on the phone. Who's he talking to?
Probably Sour Shoes, he calls all morning long. I think they're called Vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas.
Yeah.
Yes. Those they have in international soccer.
Vuvu.
Yes.
Vuvuzela.
Yeah. He's pitching for the Mets next. Oh. Him and Lucchese.
Joey Lucchese.
How many names do you... Now, we're only... Today's April 22nd, correct?
Yeah. Today
so
is,
we are approximately... I think we're exactly 3 weeks into the baseball season.
That's
started
it.
On a Thursday.
It legitimately feels like it's been 2 months.
I think it's 3 weeks. How many baseball names do you think you've butchered?
All of them. I'm like Evan Jerry. I'm very well read.
You're a good headline reader.
I'm very well read.
Now, who's this French pitcher they have going tonight?
Jameson Taillon. And Joey Lucchese. He's Italian. Hey!
Lucchese Taillon.
Serving up the meat the balls.
There was one other one that you butchered.
Yeah, most of them.
Well, I'm a most of
a
them.
A lot of them.
But there have been a lot of them. That is true. I feel, was it another Yankee one that you butchered? Who was the other one?
A Yankee one? Not
I
likely,
don't remember.
Jerry.
I don't remember now. But there was a third one for sure. I got to figure that out.
Now, the Yankees-Indians game is at 6:10 p.m.
Love that.
Is that
That's
because
awesome.
Cleveland's in the central time zone? Are they an hour behind us?
No.
Google it, Jerry.
Cleveland is the same time zone as us.
Are you sure?
Am I 100%? Listen, I'm not 100% sure
what
of anything, especially after listening to that ridiculous podcast you made me listen to last week.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty certain in Cleveland it's 5:15 right now.
It is. You're right. Yeah. I just Googled what time is it in Cleveland, Ohio.
I just think it's early. Hey, I'm glad you brought up the time of a game. Can you explain to me this, please? Where has day baseball resided mostly for the last 150 years? What team has hung on to day baseball more than any team?
The Cubbies.
Why in the hell in April are the Mets and Cubs playing three straight games at night when it's 35 degrees instead of playing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Right.
That's another thing from last night that was absurd. You're watching Peterson on the mound. He's not doing anything. He's just breathing like a human being. And the smoke coming out of his mouth. It's stupid.
Too cold.
They're taking batting practice with snow coming down.
They also tell us it's better to fight coronavirus in the sunlight. That sunlight beats coronavirus.
So then why are we not outside at 1 o'clock?
We got to get out there. We got to play these games. We've got to fight coronavirus.
And then even today, the series finale. Usually you get two night games and a day game.
Yes.
The getaway thing.
Getaway game.
They're playing at 7:40 again tonight. I don't understand.
Do you think someone caught the Pete Alonso ball that went out onto the street?
Well, you're really into this Pete Alonso ball.
Like, do you think someone was just walking by and a ball came out? Or
I think it's possible, sure. I think people actually hang out outside the stadium at Wrigley.
Yeah.
And at Fenway. Because at Fenway, you can be out there over the Green Monster.
Right.
And they have that. You've been there, right?
I have been there.
They have that awesome team shop right mm-hmm. outside left field. I wouldn't be surprised if people sit there and just listen to the game
hang
and wait.
Out?
Yeah. Why not? Here comes the ball.
Or imagine like no one was out on the street in Chicago yesterday, and that ball's still in the gutter.
It could be. Just do you think a car's ever had a ball go through a windshield?
A moving car, no.
You don't?
No. Parked car, yes.
I don't know if you're allowed to park out there during a game.
I would just park out there, Jerry, sit on the hood of my car, wait for home run balls.
Take one right in the forehead.
I'd be on my phone. I'd just hit right in the forehead with a Pete Alonso ball hit to the street.
5:18, we're just getting started. Segment one down. We got two more to go, and then we've got the dynamic duo of Boomer and Gio at 6. Al has something very important to tell you, though.
I have an anniversary coming up. 1 year in my new condo down in Bradley Beach, and I couldn't be happier with my purchase. If anyone is looking to buy or are a first-time home buyer, check out financing through Kearney Bank. I had the best experience with my mortgage loan officer. Very personable, very efficient, and made the entire process super easy. Visit KearneyBank.com for more information and benefits of their first-time home buyer program. You will not regret it. It's KearneyBank.com. That's Kearney with a K. KEARNY. KearneyBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, we're just getting started. When we come back, perhaps something on the Knicks who don't lose anymore. Matter of fact, they might be the one seed. I mean, that's how good they're going right now. And then Al will break down the Rangers game tonight
as well.
Probably not. 5:20, coming up on 5:20 on The Fan. Don't go away.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Al and Jerry, number one with meatheads in the gym.
Now, this seems like a song that if I heard on the radio, I would keep it on.
Me too.
Because I haven't heard this in forever.
Greg Kinn.
Who?
Greg Kinn.
Boy, that's
a breakup song.
I know the song. I would have never known who sung it.
All of his albums use the word kin in it. So one album was called Kinspiracy.
Very creative.
The other ones.
Give me another one.
I can't think of another one. He had a couple decent songs, though.
I can or can't.
I forget. Actually, I could probably bring it right up.
You know, it's a very underrated band. And I'm going to say this, and you're going to be like, no, they're not. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I feel like they don't get their due. Chicago. Every time I hear a Chicago song, I can't take it off.
Well, because they've been through many lineup changes and genres.
I'm talking mostly of the 70s horn-sounding Chicago. I don't mean, was it Peter Cetera? Is that who that was?
Well, he was the 80s Chicago.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't mean that. I don't mean the lovey-dovey Chicago. I mean prior to him.
Right.
I mean, their music is outstanding.
They've got to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think they are.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I don't feel like when we think of great bands, I don't feel like anybody ever says Chicago.
You know, because sometimes you hang around too long, and they hung around too long with the, like, if they would have just been the Chicago from the 70s, we would love them. But guys like Eddie, who loves Chicago, hates that.
Oh, I get that. I totally understand that.
He hates that other Chicago.
Yes, and a lot of fans did, but it's just a band that I feel like doesn't get their due like they should.
All right. Here's some other Greg Kinn albums, Jerry, that use the word kin in it. Next of Kin.
Oh, how did we not come up with that?
I don't know. That's a good one. Then he's got one called Rock Kin Roll.
All right.
Continued.
Okay.
Contagious.
Boy, this guy's arrogant, huh?
And rekindled.
Well, I like that. That's actually pretty good. Did he have any other hits other than the one you played?
Jeopardy.
My love's in Jeopardy, baby. Bam, okay. Bam, would not have known that.
That was him. And then I believe he had one other. Let's see.
On all those albums, that's it?
Yeah, that's right, Jerry. yeah, that's really it.
Those two.
And then he covered a couple Bruce Springsteen songs, which...
Let me guess. Blinded by the Light.
No, he did For You, and he did... I think he might have done Thunder Road. I don't know.
No one heard that.
Conspiracy there. By the way, shout out to Colonia High School, where I went to high school.
I saw them send you stuff. That's cool.
The Colonia High School baseball team sent me some baseball shirts I'll be wearing as soon as it gets higher than 70 degrees outside.
You could have worn it with a shirt underneath.
I suppose.
That's what I did yesterday with my Flag and Anthem shirt.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have done
but
that.
Yeah. Who would have thought, Jerry, a man who once went hitless an entire season in Little Fellows League of Colonia would be... shipped t-shirts from Colonia High School.
Did you try out for the baseball team in high school?
I tried out for nothing in high school.
But you didn't play, not even track, soccer, nothing?
I was legitimately, and I'm not doing shtick here, I was legitimately concerned with, do you have to shower after these games?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't want to get nude.
In high school, you go home.
That I didn't know. That was not clear.
Like, you usually walk right off the baseball field into your parents' car and you go home.
If they would have said... anyone want to try out for the baseball team? There is no showering after the games. In fact, you're not allowed to use
the showers.
Like,
you legit didn't try out for a baseball team because you were worried about showering.
After the games, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, legitimately.
You blew it. You blew it.
No, they blew it, Jerry. They didn't get a guy who...
who went hitless.
could draw a walk in a crucial situation.
Well, let me guess, you were the type that ducked under the pitch, afraid to swing.
Well, I was very short back then, so really had to
duck under the pitch.
And I had a small strike zone. So that was pretty cool. Zach Wilson, Jerry, they say he is going to attend the draft in Cleveland. I did see some things where some guys were going, like Trevor Lawrence isn't going. He's going to be hanging out at Clemson or something. But Zach Wilson will be there when the Jets call his number.
Are you sure that the Jets are calling?
Yes.
I am too.
I am sure of it.
Well, I'll tell you, if they are wrong about this kid, oh my God.
Then you try again.
Try again. We'll be 55 by the time we'll be coming back around for this.
You just keep trying with these quarterbacks. You
realize if every time you screw up on a quarterback, it's like 4 years.
Yes.
I mean, and so they've given up on Sam Darnold in 3, right? Was it 3 years?
Yeah
3 years. And now you'll be into another rookie. Now, I get the way the league goes, that you need to win, theoretically, with a quarterback that's not making much money. I understand that. But, my God, if they're wrong with this kid, and it's like you, I know Eddie watches all the ridiculous college football, and God bless him. I have never seen this kid take a snap.
Me neither.
And it's like, I hope they know what they're doing.
If he does well here, he's handsome.
He is good looking.
I mean, he's a good looking dude. So if he can get it together and be a top quarterback in New York City, I say this, Jerry, the world is his oyster.
And what if it doesn't go well?
He'll go somewhere else.
Pretty Boy Stinks. That'll be the headline.
Are you writing headlines now? Pretty Boy Stinks will be the first game one.
Well, no, that would not be game one. I would think season two bad years.
Right. Season two.
You got to give him at least he'd be a rookie.
Season opener against the Patriots. He loses. Pretty Boy Stinks. Then Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields revealed that he has been battling epilepsy his whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yes. He says, and he said he told teams before the draft.
Wow.
But doctors say that, I guess epilepsy is one of those things where if it runs in your family as it does his, that you can outgrow it.
I hope he does.
Yeah. I can't imagine what that looks like in a person. We had a dog with epilepsy. And they, you know, when they would have a seizure?
Yeah, sure.
You don't know what to do.
Right. Well, it's scary.
Yeah, very scary.
Yes.
But I guess you could take medication for that. But sometimes the medication is like steroids. So then you got to watch, not the steroids, like, again, this is a very terrible comparison. But this dog I had that had epilepsy, he had to take a steroid, and it made him like fat and
Well, listen, if you can avoid taking drugs, I think you try to avoid taking, because there's always going to be some sort of a side effect. Whether it's negative, positive, I think there's always something for the most part. But I think Keppra is what they treat seizures with now.
I'm doing what I hate what the callers do. Like, the callers normally call up and say, I have epilepsy, this is what it is. I actually went to my,
Well, because it's your only frame of reference.
Comparing a football player to my dog with epilepsy.
But you also said this is a terrible reference.
Terrible. I'm just saying that when a dog has a seizure, it's scary and you don't know what to do. I can't imagine being in the presence of a human who has it. It's got to be very scary. Unless you know what to do. And I think do is just to keep the person safe. You know what I mean, Jerry? So that there's nothing you're going to do other than comfort the person.
Right. You want to make sure they don't fall, they don't hit their head.
Right.
And then you hopefully can wait it out. I'll tell you, they have a medicine for it that is, let's just say, I can't believe they haven't figured out a better way.
For an epilepsy medicine?
Yeah. When it's not epilepsy medicine, when a person is seizing.
Oh, seizures.
There is a medication that you can give when and if it's going too long.
Like via a needle?
No.
Oh.
I'll just leave it there.
What could it be?
I don't really want to say.
All right.
You can look it up. All I will say is, while I'm sure it's highly effective, I cannot believe in 2021 there's not a better way to give it. I'll just say that.
I feel that way about the prostate exams. It's like, it's 2021. What are we?
Well, let's just say the two are very close.
Oh.
Right.
Like, you would think in 2020.
Yes.
With all of the doctors that study urology and
sure,
buttology, whatever that one is called,
buttology.
That there's not
proctology.
Been proctology. That there has not been an invention.
Oh,
think
man.
Of all the things, all the inventions.
Yeah,
that no one has said. I'm going to be the person that invents a prostate test. Now they did it. They have the blood test.
Yeah,
but for some reason.
Well, I'm going to Princeton Longevity Center in June.
Yeah,
I'm hoping that's one of the things they'll be able to take a look at.
Yeah, for some reason, they're like, the blood test, but we have to do the physical exam as well. Why?
They want to make sure that you're okay.
Right, because sometimes they find cancer when the blood test was fine. It's like
I'll never forget when Tony Page went for his colonoscopy it's got to be the mid-2000s. And he took off a few days, and he came back, and he's like, when you get to 50, go get your colonoscopy done. I was like, okay, because he had just turned 50, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember him saying they found a whole bunch of polyps that would have developed into cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
And he only went, and he didn't want to go. No one wants to go for a colonoscopy.
No one wants to do that.
It was like his doctor's like, listen, you're 50, you need to go. And he spent the whole night telling me, he'd come out in the newsroom, when you're 50, go get your colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with that. You got to get it checked.
You got to get it checked, Jerry.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Al is going to break down the Brooklyn Nets, perhaps. You never know. I mean, you never know where he's going to go. And maybe the Islanders, who have a big game tonight as well. It's the warm-up show until 6. Boomer and Geo then on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Al and Jerry, longtime tag team champions.
All right, 5:41. We've done a lot this morning. Haven't mentioned the fact that the Knicks had a big win over the Hawks in overtime. Trae Young did not play fourth quarter or OT, but that does not take away from what the Knicks did. They won 8 in a row, hottest team in the NBA, but not the hottest team in sports. If I asked you right now who the hottest team in America, because I don't know what's going on in Europe, the hottest team in American sports right now, would you know?
I think I do know.
I think you do, too.
Oakland A's.
11 straight wins.
Yeah.
And I actually left here yesterday because I mentioned the fact that Corbin Burns had the strikeout and walk thing going on. Not that anybody cared, but that's fine. But I forgot to mention that the A's were on a 10-game winning streak, and then today it's now 11.
11 games.
Pretty impressive.
Does that put them in first place, I hope?
It does. I believe they, because they, I think, I could be wrong about this, I think they started 0-6 and 1-7, and I think they're 12-7 now.
Nice.
And they are, I think they're in first place. I have to double check that.
That almost made my show sheet.
I had it on there, and I was like,
You got to get to 15.
Yeah. 11 wins is impressive.
You could have put it on there and put Jed Lowry had a two-run double.
Oh, just to rub it into
Mets
fans'
exactly.
faces.
Exactly.
I don't want to do that, Jerry. I see Ronda Rousey's having a baby. She's pregnant. Bing, bang, boom, she's pregnant.
Right.
She revealed it. You know, she was a UFC fighter. Her husband and the father of this baby is Travis Brown. He's also a UFC fighter. This baby
is going to kick ass.
Yeah, I would not want to fight this baby. I'm trying to think, like, at what age do I think this baby can beat me up?
Six.
Yeah, probably six.
And I only say that because I have a friend of a friend who is an MMA trainer. His son is six or seven right now, and he's not strong. Don't get me wrong. He's not doing weightlifting or anything like that. But maybe he's seven, actually. His form and his punches and his kicks would knock you over.
Yeah, I don't need that. Imagine I get beat up by a six-year-old baby of an MMA family.
Yes, I could, actually.
I don't need that.
You don't.
This would be so embarrassing. Plus, let's say this kid was getting the best of me at six, and then I got a roundhouse kick in the kid's face.
Well,
all of a sudden, I look like a jerk.
Then you're the bad guy.
All of a sudden, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, you guys sit there and take it.
All of a sudden, I'm the bad guy for kicking a six-year-old in the face who was beating me up.
Well, listen, is it any different than like on Twitter when you get beaten up verbally and then you finally go back at someone and then you're the bad guy?
Right. I never lose a Twitter fight.
No, but you can be portrayed as the bad guy.
I'm like a six-year-old baby of two MMA fighters, but on Twitter.
I suppose.
See what I'm saying?
I guess.
I wonder if they'll have a boy or a girl. I don't think they revealed that yet. If it's a boy, I would definitely not fight.
Since you're so interested, why don't you let me know when you find out?
Oh, it'll be a story, Jerry. I'll put it on my show sheet.
I didn't even know that this was a story.
Ronda Rousey, yeah. Oh, yes, Jerry.
I like Ronda Rousey, too. She was in here, wasn't she?
She was in here.
Long, long time ago.
Yes, she was.
I do. Well, not in here. It was a story, I think.
No, she was in here.
It was here?
I remember really? I fought her out in the newsroom. I fought her. I grappled her and beat her up.
You didn't do that. I'm sure she put you in some sort of a headlock.
I took her right down with my Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I defeated whatever martial arts she knows. But I didn't do it on camera, so no one believes.
Who was the girl that punched me in the head when I put the headgear on? Was that Gina Carano?
Gina Carano, yeah.
Was here, too.
That was here as well, yeah. We didn't have many guests in Astoria. The only guest we had in Astoria was...
Decker's wife.
Eric Decker's wife. Her name is Jesse James.
Right. And I only remember that because of the book you printed.
Yep.
That's got the picture of Craig and Boomer holding her up.
We also had the baseball player that was on the Rangers who had drug issues but was very good.
Oh,
curly hair.
The center
fella.
Fielder, yeah. Hamilton.
Hamilton, right?
Right.
We had him in studio in Astoria. And then we had Sugar Hill Gang, the rap group, the hip hop group. They were
That's it, huh?
That was it.
Was that when we were doing Pal Talk?
I don't
remember
know if that?
That
was Pal Talk, yeah. Where that was
Creep
like where
talk.
What was it?
It was like creepy though.
Yeah, Pal Talk, yeah. There were a lot of rooms where it was just people looking at girls' feet and stuff.
Oh,
so it was
okay.
A little strange.
Got it.
And we had a female wrestler in there also.
In Astoria?
In Astoria, I remember.
I don't recall that.
Black hair. Because I remember, like, there was some paraphernalia that was hanging out in the control room for about a month.
Wrestling paraphernalia?
Yeah, stuff that she brought in.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Hmm.
And I don't have any photos of that. We also had the very boring Brian Billick in Astoria. Other than that, once we came to Manhattan, more people were interested in coming in and seeing the show.
Oh, that's funny.
What else do I have here, Jerry? Oh, let's do a little sports media. I love sports media things. MLB Network, they're doing a Yankees-Indians broadcast on Sunday, and it's going to be in a conversational format. They're calling it the Clubhouse Edition. Now, unfortunately, we will not get this here as we
can't. You got to protect,
out.
Of course.
Protect the YES Network.
Yep.
So it's going to feature CeCe Sabathia, Carlos Pena, John Smoltz. And it's going to be dudes hanging around like players would be hanging out at home watching a game.
Now, my question would be, I think it sounds neat as an alternative option from time to time. I would not want this every game. I wouldn't. But I do think it's a kind of a cool thing for, like if I'm watching the Mets or the Yankees, I really do want the home team announcers. I'm very used to it. I like it. I enjoy it. It's good. But if I was going to watch, let's say, Nationals-Phillies, I think that's a neat way to watch it as a non-Nationals or Phillies fan.
Right.
My question to you, and I'm sure you read the, at least the first paragraph of this story, is this going to be is this going to be censored or is this going to be unfiltered? Because CeCe Sabathia on that podcast with Ryan Rucco is outstanding, but my God, he's got a filthy mouth. And that would be an interesting way to listen to the game.
I am going to say, because it's on MLB Network, they will be told not
to. Oh, it's not just streamed. It's going to be on TV.
Yeah, it's going to be actually on MLB Network.
Oh, I see. So then I would think it would be censored, yes.
Yeah, you're right, though. If that was streamed, different story.
I would think. And then you really could just be three dudes watching a game.
Man, I wonder how many times they got to remind CeCe Sabathia of that.
No F-bombs.
Yeah, please. Please try not to curse.
But it's an listen, it's an interesting concept. And I feel for the bowl, for the college football championship game, Eddie, don't they always give you the alternative shots where you can watch it with the home team announcers, not just the national announcers? And then there's also like a players or a coach's shot
room,
too.
Yes.
On the internet.
No, I think ESPN on one of their 17 channels, they give you the different options.
Right, they'll be in a room and all these coaches are watching and other head coaches from other big programs, and they're commenting on everything.
Which is neat, but I couldn't watch every game like that. So I think this would be cool for, you know, once in a while.
Once in a while. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. That'll be Sunday on MLB Network.
Will you be locked into that?
I will not be locked into that, no.
That doesn't even intrigue you at all. Well, you can't be because you can't watch it. That's right.
Never mind. I don't really have interest in CeCe Sabathia, Carlos Pena, or John Smoltz. So maybe it was like the 86 Mets watching.
You want Wally Backman doing the game.
Lenny Dykstra, Wally Backman.
Well, what a train wreck that would be.
Strawberry. We'll put Keith Hernandez and Darling in there.
Keep them out of that group.
Oh, they're out of that
group. Please.
I want the Doc Gooden on that one. And NBC Sports in Chicago is going to offer an alternate gambling broadcast of Bulls Hornets today.
We really accepted this gambling,
spectacular!
Huh?
I mean, it is just... Yeah, it's unbelievable. They're going to have live odds on the screen. They're going to have over-under totals, player prop bets. It is unbelievable how quickly, you're right, we've accepted the gambling situation
how about this?
In sports.
You want to talk about, what do I always say? Life is filled of...
garbage.
Well, I mean, it's also scammers and hypocrites. Right. I mean, let's be honest. So let's call it as it is.
Okay.
Did you read this last week with the NFL?
What's their story?
The NFL, this was April 15th last week, and I'm sure you guys went over it. The NFL announced its first ever U.S. sportsbook partnerships with DraftKings, FanDuel, and Caesars Entertainment. Now, that's fine. I'm not saying it's not. Whatever. This is the same league that kicked Tony Romo out of Las Vegas to try and do a fantasy draft convention.
Correct.
I mean, and just a few years later, we've got official partnerships with gambling sites?
Yes.
Hypocrites. And scammers. That's what this world is.
You know what they say, Jerry? It's the almighty dollar.
Greed, 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 along with your weed, weed, weed.
Oh, and in one final media, sports media news, Jerry, Julian Edelman is joining the cast of Inside the NFL.
No one cares. All right, it is 5:51. We've got a little more to do.
You're going
to
watch because Julian Edelman's going to be
there
breaking it down.
No. We will break down, finally, we'll get to the Knicks after this, or we won't. But if we don't, I guarantee you at 6 o'clock what the show will start with. New York Knicks basketball. Right now, Al's got something to tell you.
Oh, forgot about that, Jerry. I was so catching up on my Knicks information from last night. Let me just drop some knowledge on you, Jerry. Julius Randle, 40 points. I was also just thinking this. I was so sick of paying rent, and I was like, why am I renting this apartment? So instead, I bought a condo about a year ago, and it feels great to build equity in my own home. If you're looking to buy or are a first-time home buyer, finance through Kearny Bank. They changed my entire outlook on the mortgage process. Also, their first-time home buyer program offers savings like a 30-year discounted rate and down payments as low as 5%. Don't hesitate. Visit KearnyBank.com. That's KearnyBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, studio change. We get the guys coming in next. We will wrap things up after this. Right now, it is an Odyssey Sports Minute with Amy Lawrence discussing additional refs that will be added to NFL games. Huh.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry.
the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. Another Nick win, 8 in a row. Nets lost to the Raptors. The Yankees were lifeless and lost again. Well, lost to the Braves. And the Mets lost again in Chicago to the Cubs. Al?
Warm-up show brought to you by Kearney Bank. Your bank for today, for tomorrow. Visit kearneybank.com for details. Yes, Jerry, all we can count on now is the Knicks, I guess. We can't count on the Yankees. We can't count on the Mets. We can't count on the super team, the Brooklyn Nets. It's just the Knicks, Jerry.
We will see. Right now, it looks really, really good. There's no question about it.
Are you? Do you know who the actress Vanessa Hudgens is?
I know the name. I do not know who she is.
Jerry, do you know the Major League Baseball player Cole Tucker?
He's on the Pirates, I believe.
Take your word for it.
Why did you check?
Actually, he is on the Pirates. You are correct. Now that you mention it, I'm 100% sure of that.
Oh, that's good.
They're dating now. They're like a power couple, I guess.
That's not a power couple. Well, you never even know who the guy was.
I'm not sure I could pick out Vanessa Hudgens out of a lineup either, but they met on a Zoom meditation group.
You know, I always wonder in the land of pandemic living how people meet. That's an interesting one. So you're meditating on a Zoom call with other... It's got to be so weird. No. All right.
Can I get your number? I wonder who was interested in who first.
The Yanks hit the road tonight to open a 4-game series with the Cleveland Indians.